This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Year of our Lord, 4/4/2018. You are listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. I am Daniel Brignan and your host. So glad to be with you. Thank you for spending your time with us. You're in the right place. This is Ground Zero for man's push for liberty here on the American continent. The 250 years or so, really the big push. This has been the center of liberty, American, the American continent, North American, United States of America. The pretty kind of a funny news story. Trump was in a press conference a day or so ago, and there was a somebody kind of directing the press conference and taking all the questions. And Trump says, "Well, let's get another question going." And the person gestured toward the front row area where the CNNs and Washington Posts sit. And then Trump made the allusion, "No, not them. A real news agency." The Power Hour is free media. We're not run by corporations. We're run by you and us here and making decisions and presenting information that we feel is be best. We don't have corporate donors. We don't have a board of directors that is strangling us in what we should say. Donald Trump's ability to subvert the corporate media is maybe it'll be his greatest achievement. It definitely, up until now, I believe it's his greatest achievement. He has flipped the paradigm on what is media, what is news, what people are looking for, and gave the free media a complete open pass. And fake news is now turned back on the very people who are going to use that against the free media. Fantastic. We have a very interesting show. Speaking of truth or hidden truths, L.A. Marzulli, been on. It's been a while since he's been on, but he's coming back. He's got a new video coming up. He's got new research coming up out of Paracas. Have you ever seen those elongated skulls from the mummies and what have you? He's got groundbreaking evidence about this. DNA research actually was able to get a hold of some of these skulls. And how he did that, that's a story in and of itself. Very interesting. We're going to ask him about the Genesis in the Bible. It talks about giants. What are they not telling us? And also, of course, precursor to his new video coming out about Fatima, and get some really never-before information about that. So he's going to come on in about 30 minutes. So before that, we're going to do some news. Now, the First Amendment to the Constitution, and the First and Second Amendment, if really is what distinguishes America. If you're going to say, what is America? The First and Second Amendment, almost more than anything, except the Declaration of Independence. This is America, right? You can speak, you can petition, what have you. The First Amendment says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of their grievances. That is the First Amendment to the Constitution. The first point. Now, this is not out of America, but UK Morrissey, if you know the singer Morrissey from the band Morrissey, he savages politically correct UK. Quote, free speech no longer exists. Music icon Morrissey has launched a stinging rebuke against the politically correct state of the United Kingdom, asserting that free speech no longer exists, and is blaming totalitarian leftists for censoring art and policing opinion. The former Smiths frontman posted a long diatribe on his website after The Independent, a left-wing newspaper, smeared him as a bigot for approving of a man waving a Union Jack flag at one of his performances and accusing him of loving Brexit. Oh, dear God, he loves Brexit. He's serious? The article also suggests Morrissey was racist for pointing out the clear connection between increased migration and the sexual assault of women in Europe, European cities. So Morrissey says, look, there's no mystery. I know where all the crime's coming from. It's coming from all these immigrants. It's coming from, he even pointed out Muslims. He even brought about Muslims. I know where all the sexual assaults are coming from, the increase. It's coming from all these migrants. There's no mystery. And then so the whole media goes in and shuts them down. There's been people on Facebook who have said similar things who have been arrested in the UK. Arrested. Now you know why in America the political power is with the people. This is why we have guns. This is why we have freedom of speech. To protect that freedom of speech. All throughout history, if you don't have a gun, then your speech is going to be taken away. So there's just a little lesson, something that's going on in Morris in the UK, and why maybe we're not shouldn't be so quick to open our borders to the changes that are going on. We should learn from the other countries. This is something I have waited for ever since Trump got elected, probably most of you also. Trump instructs military to begin planning for withdrawal from Syria. Actual withdrawal from Syria. Get out. We're done. He's went back and forth. There's been leaked memos or leaked talking points from the meetings in Washington between the military advisors, what have you. Trump has been insistent, why can't we just leave? Why can't we just leave? And up until this point, they've always tried to give him an excuse and reason. He's not hearing any of it anymore. That's what it seems like. President Trump has instructed military leaders to prepare to withdraw United States troops from Syria. This is fantastic news. Has not set a date yet for them to do so, according to senior administration officials. In a meeting with top national security, Trump stressed that U.S. troops can be involved in current training tasks for local forces to ensure security in areas liberated from the Islamic State. But the president said U.S. mission would not extend beyond the destruction of the Islamic State, and that expects other countries, particularly wealthy Arab states in the region, to pick up the task of paying for reconstruction of stabilized areas, including sending their own troops if necessary. Basically, we're going to advise, we're backing up, we're going to advise and help in that capacity. We're not paying for reconstruction, and if more troops need to be provided, then let the other countries do it. That's the message he's sending. Fantastic news. Putin, along with this, out of RT, says the Islamic State in Syria is completely defeated. It's time to come home. You know, we've only spent $7 trillion. I mean, think of, you got any roads that need paving in your, around your area? I know we do around here. Think of where $7 trillion could, we could have paved the whole, all of America with $7 trillion. I think we could have paved, three times over, we probably could have paved every road in America, every major one at least. Another animal story. I love these. There's a rare blue-eyed white deer, and you can see in the news blast, from InfoWars had the story from Freep. Go to thepowerhour.com and you can see the rare blue-eyed white deer. A picture of a white deer with blue eyes. Pretty haunting. Pretty cool, actually. Another story. Have you ever been on a small boat in the ocean or what have you? I did that one time. It's one of those, it's almost like a raft, a blow-up raft, and it's got a motor on it, and it goes up and down, almost like a Navy SEAL kind of thing, and we just, you know, went in the ocean a little bit. Well, now imagine that, and that thing's about, what, 10 feet long, maybe a little more? Now imagine that a 18-foot, 20-foot, 15-foot shark is trolling you. shadowing you for a while. Well, this is exactly what happened in Australia. They go around, you know, they do random breath tests, and so they're going to one of these boats to give them a random breath test, and this shark that was following the original boat started following the policeman, and there's just a stark picture of it on the internet from Daily Mail. You can check that out. Pretty cool. We've had some pretty cool shark stories here lately. Pretty cool pictures. Luckily, everybody's safe. But to check those out on the News Blast or thepowerhour.com. Speeches, marches, mark Martin Luther King anniversary. 50 years ago today, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, of course, on the balcony there of the hotel. And there's been a lot of admirers who mark the anniversary with marches, speeches, and quiet reflection today. Quiet reflection, Martin Luther King Jr., Marine helicopter crashes in California and kills four. A Marine helicopter crashed yesterday during a routine training mission. All four crew members aboard were presumed dead. Woman shoots three self at YouTube. Impossible domestic dispute. Some more information has surfaced. It seems like the Iranian woman, she has some kind of Iranian descent. And the pictures be put out by some of the news agencies, quote-unquote news agencies, they've actually physically lightened her picture and given her different colored eyes, more European. So she looks more white, more European. But she's of Iranian descent. And apparently, she was demonetized by YouTube because she was mad about it. That's apparently what's happened. So in that shooting. And interesting, some of the people interviewed right after that shooting on the YouTube campus said, I didn't have a gun, but I sure wish I had a gun. So again, I'm going to ask anybody, if your house is robbed, do you want a cell phone or do you want a pistol? I know what I want. I know what I have. I know what I already have. A pistol. And my wife knows how to use it too. Another one of these crazy stories, another your money on these colleges. This is what school has come to. Charlotte Isherby has warned you about this. Yuri Bezmenov has warned you about this. Some of the most important voices, period, over the last 30, 40 years about education are those two people. Now it's in college. Howard University students occupy campus building. Why? They demand gender, sex, police changes due to systemic oppression. Hysteria in Marxist indoctrination factory spiraling out of control. Hundreds of Howard University students continued a takeover of the school's administrative building this week, vowing not to back down until their demands are met. Conditions that range from homework and class exemptions due to mental and emotional health issues to a plan to disarm campus police. So they don't want the police to have guns on campus either. So not only do they not want you to have a gun, they don't want even the police have a gun anymore. HU Resist, Howard University, HU Resist is the name of the group. The students organizing the now five-day revolt, historically black college, turned all four floors of the administration building, including the president's office, into an occupied, quote, safe space. It felt so good. All those snowflakes, I'm sure they're so comfortable in their nice little cocoon there. Baltimore seeks U.S. Supreme Court review of abortion ruling. Attorneys in Baltimore asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn a ruling that struck down an unconstitutional ordinance requiring pregnancy centers notify patients if they don't offer abortion or birth control services. So they're looking to the Supreme Court. This is a big debate. Do these counseling centers need to notify? You know, basically they come for counseling and then, they have to say, by the way, across the street you can go get an abortion? Are you kidding me? Again, the First Amendment. You can't abridge my free speech. You can't make me say something. You got it? Stay tuned. You are listening to the Power Hour.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Supposedly, we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be military or National Guard. Trump is fed up with this immigration situation. Congress will not take action. The American people obviously want something done. They want the free flow of immigration to stop. Let's have lawful, organized immigration. And he's going to put National Guard and or military on the border. You know, in military, there, if you take them from the Middle East, and then they don't have to do that, now maybe the military can help build the wall. They can get the Army Corps of Engineers or whatever. I don't know. But this is a brilliant stroke to kind of force this discussion and force this hand. Are we going to have a wall on the border or are we not? Everything possible to stop this has been done by Congress. I mean, they're totally not with the will of the American people on this. We'll see what happens. Facebook CEO Zuckerberg to testify to Congress next week. A lot of questions about data, about control, about what's been going on. Zuckerberg is going to testify to Congress. Manafort, Paul Manafort, you remember, appears in court in a bid to drop Mueller's charges against him, saying that he didn't have the authority to charge me in the first place. It's kind of like, you didn't. How can you charge me, or how can you get the information when you had no authority to get the information in the first place? You had no legal warrant to begin with. See the Fifth Amendment, see the Sixth Amendment, see the Fifth Amendment, see the Sixth Amendment. They had no authority. It's that simple. That's what he says. Of course, Mueller has some convoluted answer why he can basically look into anything, which I don't believe. U.S.-China trade war heats up with tariffs. China's retaliating with new tariffs on U.S. goods as trade tensions continue to escalate. It is imposing tariffs of 25% on over 100 types of U.S. products. I believe pretty much every expert we've had on here said the same thing. China needs America more than America needs China. And yet the media and Wall Street, they're out of their mind like we're killing the golden goose or something. What is China doing for us except extracting our money and building up their own empire? Can anybody tell me that? They need our money. They need our economy. They need our markets more than we need theirs. They've already protected their markets, ladies and gentlemen. They're already stopping or dramatically slowing the products of getting into their country. They need us more than we need them. This is basic. This is simple. I'm so glad that the Trump administration is doing something here to balance this out a little more. And so in response, U.S. proposes tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. You know, they say a trade war. We're in a trade war, ladies and gentlemen. We've been losing. We're actually getting in the fight now. Indonesia declares state of emergency after oil spill ignites. The Indonesian port city of Balikpapan and the island of Borneo has declared a state of emergency after an oil spill spread along the coast. 170 million Americans may have toxic levels of radium in their tap water. So if you have a well, if you wherever you are, check out your tap water. A dangerous radioactive element could be lurking in your tap water. It's odorless and invisible and tasteless. Radium-226 and radium-228 are now measured in most water samples collected across the United States, and that those levels are increasing. So beware of that, and maybe check out your water wherever you are. Mystery stingray devices discovered in Washington. Now, we're not talking about the stingray like the animal in the water. You know, manta ray, the thing that killed the croc hunter, the crocodile hunter. We're not talking about that. The stingray is this computerized components box that allows somebody to listen to basically all cell phone conversations. They can dial in anywhere near them. So they can dial in, they can go outside your house, or I don't know what the distance is, but they can go near you or near your house or whatever, and they can tone in and listen to the phone call just like they were on it. And these boxes, these devices are being found all over Washington, and Homeland Security is the one who observed it, anomalous activity consistent with the use of so-called stingrays. Let me translate for you. They found that they're being used a lot. That's what that means. And this is a story out of the BBC. The Fourth Amendment, let's read the Fourth Amendment so you guys can kind of get a basis of this. So we're just not used to having people spy on us. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. One of your effects would be your phone calls. That's your person, your speech, your phone calls. Against unreasonable, what's reasonable about just basically listening to any phone conversation they want? What's reasonable about that? Shall not be violated. Again, this is like the Second Amendment. Shall not be infringed. Can they read? Can they read? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bill of Rights is for you. I love that that preacher prints out copies of the Bill of Rights and passes them out. Unbelievable. That's America. We'll be back after this short break, and L.A. Marzulli on the other side. L.A. Marzulli. He's got some great information. You're listening to Power Hour.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Beware of the PowerMall.com if you're just now joining us or never heard of it before. Check it out. The greatest products, 20 years, everybody's testimonies about how much they've changed their life. We want the best products from the good guys. Buy from the good guys, thepowermall.com. Yesterday, the interview with Wayne about the probiotics. They help you break down everything absolutely essential, including GMO food. And that's what happens. It's not broken down, and then the DNA gets in your gut and so forth and so on. So check that out, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Very excited to have our next guest on. And I love this kind of X-file-y kind of stuff. I don't know how else to explain it. I know that the audience seems to, too. Our L.A. Marzulli, he's an author, he's a lecturer, he's a filmmaker. He's written over 12 books, including a lot about the Nephilim. He's an expert on the Nephilim in the Bible. We'll ask him about that. He has some new evidence about those elongated skulls down in South America. We'll start there, probably. We're just very happy to welcome back to the show L.A. Marzulli. L.A., welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. The pleasure is ours. Why don't you just give us a little background about yourself if people have never heard, just very briefly about you, how you got into this, how in the world did you end up being a premier alien type hunter in the world? You're one of the biggest and best.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I left the Catholic Church in 13 and began the search. This is 1963. The Beatles were on the top of the hit parade. Eastern mysticism was pouring into the West in unprecedented ways. I was a student of the occult. I later joined a guru, specifically Guru Maharaji, where I was initiated. My third eye was opened. I was deep into it, completely into it. I was disillusioned after 4 years of that. I had a series of vision quests, spirit guides, that type of nonsense. And then between 27 and 30, I basically became agnostic. I didn't want anything to do with God. I just didn't believe he existed, that type of thing. And at 30 years old, I was reading some books, specifically by Taylor Caldwell and then David Hunt. And at the end of David Hunt's book, it was a little invitation to give your life to Christ. And I just said, you know, I've tried everything else, and nothing worked. I didn't know the mechanics of a Savior. I didn't know that I needed a Savior, but I knew that my life was completely screwed up. And I just asked him, if you're really real, come into it. That's 38 years ago this June. I've never looked back. And for 10 years, basically, between 30 and 40, it was Bible study, Bible study, Bible study. I became a worship leader. That's all I did. I got married. We had children. And at 40 years old, the Lord said, hey, remember all that stuff you were into? We're going to go back and look at that from a Christian perspective. And I never looked back. Mm. What that changed my life was Dr. I.D.E. Thomas's book, The Omega Conspiracy. And that book talked about the Genesis 6, Genesis 3:15, the mandate that comes down from Adam and Eve and the serpent. The seed of the serpent will be at war, at enmity with the seed of the woman. He shall crush your head, you shall bruise his heel. It's about the Messiah, but it's a seed war. And Dr. Thomas talked about that, talked about the Nephilim, the multiple incursions of the Nephilim, specifically the second incursion after the flood. I realize, you know, there's some people that don't believe that. They can believe what they want to believe. I'm not going to argue it. It's way, way past the time to argue it. All my research points to the fact that there are multiple incursions, and those incursions are still going on today. And that's welcome to the alien abduction phenomena. But that's how I got into it. And so my roots are in the New Age and the occult, into, you know, gurus, Eastern mysticism. I was at Woodstock. I was completely immersed in all that. And so I have a sort of unique perspective. I've been on both sides of the aisle. I've been there. I've been a New Ager. I was in the ashram. You know, I meditated for 3 hours a day. I did all that. And then I became a born-again spiritual Christian, and everything completely changed. So that's the backstory, which led to the books and the DVDs. We're now making films under a new banner called The Watchmen Chronicles. Richard Shaw, the director, and my co-producer and partner in the Watchers series, we made 11 films together, including The Best of Watchers, which is number 12. But I branched off on my own and started this new film series called The Watchmen Chronicles, and we'll get into that a little bit later. But that's a thumbnail sketch.
This is just a fascinating subject. I love your perspective, which is truly unique, that you were come from an occult background to Christian back to looking at some of these occult ideas from a Christian perspective.
Right.
Let's talk about Genesis in the Bible. It obviously mentions giants. Something obviously was going on at one point in this planet. What are they not telling us? What is the Nephilim? Just lay it on us, LA.
This is the one secret that the fallen cherub Satan wants to keep from the church. Absolutely. And, you know, he's worked overtime to keep it obfuscated, to keep it dumbed down, to keep it from the people. And the people have no idea what's going on unless we come to an understanding, a deep understanding of a Genesis 3:15 narrative, which I just quoted, seed of the serpent will be at enmity with the seed of the woman. Unless we understand that it's a seed war, when we get to Genesis 6, we're clueless. When we get to the Tower of Babel, well, what's going on there? When we get to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, the God of the Old Testament seems like he's really in a bad mood. And then, of course, when we get to the conquest of Canaan, and even before that, you know, with the tribes that Abraham goes after, the five kings, I mean, who were they? What are they? Who is Og, as my friend Doug Hamp likes to pronounce it? He's probably the correct pronunciation. you know, old king of Bashan, the last of the Rephaim. I mean, they're there in the promised land. What are they doing there? Why does the mandate from a loving, holy God tell the children of Israel, Joshua and Caleb, to go in and destroy men, women, and children, and kill all the animals and burn everything? What is so heinous in the promised land that warrants that kind of destruction? And I mean, all throughout the Bible, there's no other place that has that kind of mandate, has that kind of severity, except when God deals with the Nephilim. And the Nephilim are the product, as Genesis 6 said, of the sons of God and the women of earth. And theologians have tortured the text, as my late mentor, Dr. I.D.E. Thomas, the author of the Mega Conspiracy, would like to point out, have tortured that text, you know, ad nauseum. Well, the sons of God are actually the righteous line of Seth. But that's not what the text says. It says, B'nai HaElohim. And again, people want to argue that. Believe what you want to believe. I mean, I'm done back for 12 books and a gazillion videos, and I'm actually out in the field actually doing stuff, you know, getting DNA evidence, finding 9-foot skeletons out in Catalina. So, you know, people are going to say whatever they want to say. I just look at the evidence. You know, here it is. 9-footers out in Catalina. So go figure, right? Native Americans talk about red-haired, six-fingered giants. We found all that on Catalina Island. All that, and from pictures from an archaeologist by the name of Ralph Britton, who did extensive digging on the Catalina Islands, the Channel Islands, which are on the west coast of California, from San Diego up to Santa Barbara. And he did this for about 3 years. He was employed by the Hay Museum. The Hay Museum was gobbled up by the Smithsonian. So this guy was, like, you know, out in the field digging up this stuff, and most of them were Native American. He was a little more of a grave robber in some respect. On the other hand, he talks about finding 9-footers. Well, I got to go into the museum, and I found pictures, elongated skulls, six-fingered giants, found all that. It's all published in my book, On the Trail of the Nephilim, Volume 2 and Volume 1. And, I mean, it's there. So we know it's there. And the sons of God saw the daughters of men. The daughters of men are the daughters of Adam. Nothing, they're not the Houthi mamas of Cain. See, the prevailing paradigm in biblical exegesis and certain academic circle is that the sons of God somehow become the godly line of Seth, and that the daughters of men become the Houthi mamas of Cain. But that's torturing the text. The text never mentions any of that. That's just made up. And it really, you can trace it down to the 4th century with Augustine and the crew. But the early church fathers believe in the Genesis 6 narrative that fallen angels came down and had sex with the women, creating a hybrid being known as the Nephilim. So you say, well, why were they doing that? Why does God allow it? Well, why does God allow Auschwitz? I mean, you really want to go there? I mean, God is like, God is God, and he's sovereign, and he's patient, and he allows the protocols of this heavenly war, which we're in, to play out. And then after a certain period of time, he goes, okay, game over. And a perfect example of that is when Abraham, the three angels, but one of them is the Son of God. One of them is the pre-incarnate Jesus, in my opinion, that show up to Abraham. So the pre-incarnate Christ sends the two angels into Sodom and Gomorrah. And we get Abraham's bartering with, you know, how about if we just find dead righteous men? So Sodom and Gomorrah is completely destroyed. But Jesus, he says something to Abraham, which is just incredibly telling. He says, well, you know, you're going to become a great nation, but I'm going to send your people will go down to Egypt and be enslaved for 40 years until the sin of the Amorites come into its fullness. What? I mean, you just sit there and scratch your head and you go, what is he talking about? Why? It's the protocols of the heavenly war between Satan and his army and God and his army, Yahovah and his army, and Yeshua. And we're not given privy to the protocols. I mean, we don't understand how they work. But there are rules to this game. Gary Thurman talks about the scroll being unrolled in the book of Revelation. And Gary believes, as I do, after listening to Gary's argument about this, that it is an indictment against planet Earth. It's a legal indictment. And only the Son can open. Only Jesus can open. It's absolutely amazing. So the sons of God...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hold that thought, L.A. We got the music. We got a break. We'll come back after a short break more with L.A. Marzulli. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lucifer, whatever. This is not only in the Bible, it's all throughout Greek mythology, it's all throughout historical records, have that narrative in it. And L.A., I don't think you don't need to be defensive or to try to convince people. Just present the information as you see it, as you know, and people can make up their own mind. If they want to learn more, they can look at your videos. Watch your series is fantastic. You want to get information, you can go on YouTube or all kind of different information about this. Let's back up a little bit because you covered a whole lot of information in about 5 minutes. What you're saying is, just so people understand, it's going to give us a precursor as we get into these the new DNA evidence we're going to talk about. You're saying in Genesis, the Genesis 3 narrative about the seed, the war between basically Lucifer and the Messiah, the DNA, if you will, there became a seed war. And as time went on, Lucifer, the fallen angels, desired to mate with this new line that God had created and God had given divinity to, and corrupt it or pollute it or do whatever. That's basically what you're saying, and that's the giants. That's the Nephilim. Is that what you're telling us?
Exactly. That's the offspring of the fallen angels. The union between the offspring of the fallen angels and the women of Earth are the Nephilim. And one of their byproducts to them, or one of their attributes, was giantism. You know, Steve Quayle believes that they're 25 to 30 feet tall before the flood. They certainly could have been that. I don't know. But what's troubling, I remember reading the Bible when I first became a Christian. So I'm like, you know, 30 years old, and I'm reading the Bible, and I'm reading in Genesis and plowing through it, and just, you know, and I get to the flood, and I just go, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why did he wipe everybody else out? I don't get it. And then I come to the Tower of Babel, and I go, whoa, what's he doing? Why is he confusing everybody's language? And then I come to, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's like, whoa! It's extremely troubling. And then, of course, the coup d'etat, the whole thing, is the conquest of Canaan. Unless we plug in the Nephilim, in my opinion, we have no idea of what's happening all throughout Scripture. Jesus warns us, it'll be like the days of Noah when he returns. So, let's differentiate the days of Noah more than any other time in all of history. It's the open cohabitation of fallen angels with women of Earth. Well, is that happening today, L.A.? That's a three-hour conversation, but the short answer to that is yes. And our research in our Watchers series, and also my own film series, The Watchmen Chronicles, in their own words, UFOs are real. I mean, we talk about the breeding program. We talk about hybrids being engaging with human beings. I mean, and the hybrids can pass. They look human. And it's not just one person who's saying this. We've got multiple witnesses who have seen them, so people can do with that what they will. And, of course, the Nephilim are hybrids. That's what they are. So I think what's happening in modernity is echoing what happened in the past. So if that's the idea of the Nephilim, if they were here, do we see signs? Are there vestiges of them? And in my opinion, and this is what I constantly write about, don't talk about, all our films in some way go back to this and deal with it. It's screaming at us. It's all over the place. There are, and for instance, where you guys are, in your neck of the woods, all the mounds. Now, modern day archaeologists will tell us all the Hopewell or the Adena or the Mississippi or the Woodland people built these mounds. When the fact is, they have no idea of who the people were that built, let's say, the Serpent Mound in Ohio, Cahokia, Etowah, or any place. They make up the stuff. They make up the names, with all due respect. Well, the Hopewell did it. Hopewell was a farmer. You know, the Adena, again, it's a name that was made up just to all these artifacts. Well, we don't know who these people were, but we'll just give them a name. So it's interesting how, in my opinion, when you look at the mounds all through America, something else is going on. They've got astronomical alignments. We're supposed to believe that Native Americans used stone tools and used birch bark baskets or deer hide to move what amounts to 390,000 tons of earth to build a mound in Poverty Point. 390,000 tons of earth. I mean, you realize how big, how many the dump trucks that is? I mean, if you were to string a line of dump trucks with 390,000 tons of earth, it's unbelievable how long that would be. So the same thing with like Fort Ancient, which I was at 2 weeks ago, up in Indiana, in Ohio. The mounds there are absolutely mind-boggling, 3.5 miles of mounds, and some of them are over 20 feet tall. Are these vestiges of the Nephilim? I believe they are. Native Americans talk about the red-haired six-fingered giants who were cannibalistic. There were tribes all throughout the Promised Land. And here's something that we have to get our heads around. Unless we are looking at the Nephilim in Sodom and Gomorrah and in the conquest of Canaan, then the God of the Old Testament, and this is exactly what Richard Dawkins used, this is the argument that Dawkins puts forth to paint the God of the Old Testament as a capricious, genocidal, maniacal, crazed God, bloodthirsty God. But the moment we plug in the Genesis 3:15 narrative, and we realize these are hybrid beings who are soulless, who are never supposed to be here, who are an abomination in the sight of God, everything becomes clear. And that all of a sudden we go back to Noah and we realize that we hear that Noah was pure in all his generations and his sons were all pure in their generation. So you've got a mandate from God saying, Noah, you, your wife, your sons and your sons' wives, you come on the ark. They're not contaminated. Everybody else on the planet has somehow given themselves over to this occult paradigm, to this Luciferic paradigm. Here's something to think about, which hopefully will cement what I'm talking about. When Moses goes up to Pharaoh, all right, this is 400 years after Abraham now. Moses comes up before Pharaoh. He's got a staff, nice little magic trick, which can turn into a serpent. He can put his hand into his cloak. It comes out leprous. I mean, these are like, you know, little magic tricks. Kind of cool, right? And I'm saying that kind of tongue-in-cheek, all right? So, and we all know the story, but we fail to see what's really going on there. So Moses throws his staff down on the ground in front of Pharaoh, and it becomes a serpent. All the magicians who were there go, eh, so what? They throw their staff down, and their staff becomes serpents. And the reason why I bring this up, there was a full-blown occult paradigm which existed in the days after the flood. It existed in the days of Moses. The entire court of Pharaoh was given over literally to the dark side. Literally. The entire network of Egypt is totally sold out to the dark side. There's a blatant occult paradigm everywhere on this planet. And that's what most Christians don't get. They don't see what's really happening here. It's a contest between Lucifer and the God of the Bible. And so the mandate comes down eventually to wipe out those Nephilim tribes, and we hear what their names are called: the Rephaim, the Anakim, the Zuzim, the Emim, all these different names. And we think, for instance, one of the names is being translated to terrible one. Anakim means long neck. So we were the hypothesis that we've always had. I've always came up with anyway. Has been this: if the giants were there, if these Nephilim tribes, and maybe all of them were giants, we don't know. We don't know. That they were there in the promised land.
Hold that thought, LA.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.